प्रजापतिगुं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणा ब्रह्मणस्पत आनशृण्वन्नु तिभिस्सीदसादनम् ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। So sit yourself comfortably. I still the body. I gather my attention. Usually when we look at happiness, then I look at the conditional happiness. I don't see conditional happiness, but that's what I find. There's water cups. I try to observe, I recollect some desire I had for something or some experience. When I have the desire, when the desire is there. Then I'm not at rest because I want that. I will be happy when that is achieved, when that is experienced. I want certain conditions, and then I will be happy. Then, if and when the conditions are met, maybe I'm happy for some time, the mind is quiet. But isn't it that soon after, again, I'm seeking happiness again. What would happen if I stopped seeking? Right now I'm sitting still. Why should I move? What for? No, there's a little discomfort, then I will be comfortable. No, the mind is restless, so I need to do something. Because the mind is restless, pushing me to do this or that. Can I just put these aside, not seeking anything? right? When the mind isn't wanting to run after something, or even if it's making some noise but I don't listen to it, what problem do I have? And then maybe for a little while my mind is quiet. Also the idea comes up, oh, let me continue this, it feels so good. I want to keep experiencing this. And again, I'm identifying with the state of the mind. And I also just leave the mind alone, let it do whatever it does. I just stay quiet with myself. Has to learn this way, also to observe their own mind. I see how my mind keeps coming up with the idea, oh, I should do this, then things will be okay. I should change this, then I'll be in a better place. I get to know my own mind. And I also can see by observing it, it's an instrument. It's a useful tool. But it's a tool. I can't depend on it. I can depend on myself. One meditates like this, and the mind brings up other ideas. I can ask myself, what's wrong with this present moment? The mind may bring up some ideas, but the mind is some past ideas. This present moment, in this moment, what can be wrong? It's just this moment. This moment, then, I am, and I'm timeless. And timeless, then, limitless, I'm Purna. Right, in this moment, nothing is lacking. It's only lacking once I bring in my ideas about myself, my ideas about the world. Saragastiti pralayahe tu machintya shaktim Vishveshwaram vidita vishwamanandamuratim Nirmukta bandhanam apar sukhamburashim Shri Vallabham vimalabodhaghanam namami. So we conceptualize, have the idea, we hear the word maya, and we say there's some maya, something here, it's confusing and everything. But then we want to point and find the maya somewhere there, but we don't want to see within myself how I'm confusing myself. I'm creating this, all this stuff for myself, like this, my own mind, like this. So somewhere over there, in this way. So. Seeking, endless seeking outside. Endless, where does it end? So this way is pointing out. Don't think you're going to find it somewhere. Find what you want somewhere, in some condition, some place. This is what it was pointing out when the author was talking about the ananda aspect. That you are Purna, you are, that is what you are. When you're not seeking anything, everything's fine. But the illusion is, I will find the happiness somewhere in something. So this is what we had discussed in the last few classes, where it looked at that aspect. So let's see how it continues here. We're in number 26 now. Yasakshi lakshano bodhas Tvam padartasa uchyate Sakshi tvam api bodhritvam Avikari tayatmanah. Some of the time when somebody reads, you'll hear them changing slightly, so you just read like that. Because here it should be Yasakshi tvena lakshano bodhaha. When you break it there, bodhas, you can't stop like this, because you break the santi and it's a bika, it's a visarga. But I purposefully did that way, because otherwise people have a hard time to read. But then somebody with no sense will listen and say, oh, you're reading it, why are you reading like this? So it becomes a bit of a trap, but no problem. That's not our essence. Our essence is the class, like, is the what is being pointed out. In the great sentence that you are, meaning tattvamasi, The one which is indicated as witness in the intended meaning of the word you. That one which is indicated as the witness is the intended meaning as the word you. Because the self is changeless, therefore the witnessing is nothing other than knowingness. So the main thing it's saying, you're Sakshi, what you are in essence is the consciousness. We've been looking for a few months at the Tvampada, right? So getting close to the end of Tvampada, so starting to consolidate, to summarize, that's what is being done here. So what happens is, we say, okay, I know, Bodha, I know something. What do you mean by knower? This is what happens is, we take things as they are and we don't look into them. We take on the surface and don't look into them. Like one very good example for our day and age is nowadays when they asked about it, the younger people, more of them get their news from feeds and social media than from news outlets, for example. That's some statistic I heard or read somewhere, and not from social media. Something on social media, what vetting did it go through, who put it? Like this. Even the major news outlets, even the try to do well, make mistakes in this. There, anybody can put anything how they want in this, and they're going to put the feed according to your viewpoint, and then not looking into it. Very interesting, like this. So, in this way, we don't look into the thing. So we say, I know. Yes, I know. Very good. We move ahead. Yes, I know. Okay, what do you mean by, you know, you're the knower? Yes, I'm the one who knows. Okay, very good. You know some math, you know some history, you know a little bit language. There's some things you don't know, and you move along, just leave it like this. But then we don't look into that in this way. So what do you mean? How is it that you know something? Yes, there are brain cells, and it gets stuffed in there, stuffed in there somehow, right? Well, I'm getting older, so maybe I can forget a few things. Okay, that's okay. I can forget some things. No problem. That's one senior guru bhai of mine, he was, when he was much younger than me still, he was quite forgetful. And he said, oh, being forgetful is a wonderful thing. Because you can tell me the same joke tomorrow and I'm going to laugh just as much. Or the son Swamiji that I went and saw recently, years back, 10 years back, whatever, he came and gave some talks in our house. And I didn't see him for a few years. So I said, oh, Swamiji, remember you came to our house once? He said, I'm expert at forgetting. I'm just present before, it's, I don't remember anything. But in any case, so knower, in order to know something, you have to have the correct instrument that has to work properly. Like I have the computer on, in order for data to go in and get stored, it needs the power, right? That's one thing. So it needs that external thing to do it. It needs to have the right software, it needs to have the hardware, all this stuff, or it's not going to work like this. Otherwise it won't happen. So here I also need, in order to know, then first of all, of course, you need the instrument like this. So you need some reflecting media, is what we call, right? The mind is reflecting media. Very nicely designed, right? Nothing like AI is wonderful, but this is NI, natural intelligence, right? You have that. And then you need something to be reflected, you need something to reflect there, you know, your conscious being knowing it. It's not an artificial thing, you know it. The difference, you know and you know that you know. An artificial thing is a mechanism, it doesn't know anything. Right? It's just an algorithm. So mind also has algorithms, but you know, right? We said, I know that my mind is restless, it thinks I'm going to find happiness by going on this vacation or by going to this class or by, you know, whatever it is, experiencing this thing. So I know that. So in any case, there has to be the conscious being there. And the conscious being, and then there is also the reflection in there, because just the impersonal awareness doesn't know anything. As we said, it's like the light, all right, the original light won't show you objects, you need the reflecting light. Reflected light, you see the objects. So you need the reflection of mind in there. So this is an interesting thing. Just like the machine for it to get the information and hold it, it's a conglomerate. It's not going to be one thing. One thing breaks in there, you have your smart device and it gets, you know, the battery's out. Can't do anything with it, right? So one thing is missing. Software is, you know, your subscription to the software ran out. They're so smart, they didn't have a subscription base now, so you can't access it. So different components are needed for that to function. So different components needed here too. So knower isn't just a thing in itself. Take away any of these. Take away the reflecting medium, right? Go to deep sleep. Go to coma. You know, no reflecting medium, not reflecting. Okay? Where's your knowledge? In deep sleep, you know nothing, right? So you take that out, it doesn't work, right? So any one of these you take out, it doesn't work. So really so I say knowing, right? Very interesting. And an interesting thing, in order to know something, there has to be a thought, has to be a vritti. You can't know something without the movement of mind. Just like the computer. The computer is wonderful because it shows us so much of these things, right? Anything there, you want to retrieve, I have a file saved, I want to retrieve anything there, it needs program, it needs movement, commands and everything. So the mind needs movement to know anything. So here, the bodha, to know, so knower is based on these. So this is a very interesting thing. I am knower. So I identify as I'm knower, but the knower is not one thing, then like this, right? So very interesting thing. We talked about sanghata earlier, body-mind complex, sanghata. Here it's also sanghata. But here the interesting thing, though, is the admixture of the things are things that can't really mix. Like, can you really connect with the reflection? You have the reflection in the mirror. Can you really connect with it? Can you shake the hand of your reflection? Hey, you can do it in the science fiction movie. You can do it very nicely. But that's in the imagination. Right? You can't really connect with it. The original and that, they can't really connect. So this somehow happens and then this occurs. Interesting, Swami Chinmayananji, he would say something like the following, that the individual is born, how? By the unholy marriage of Shiva and Parvati, of Brahman and Maya, because there's no connection. So connection, then it's born. So the reflection, and then this knower is born. And if you remember, we also looked for, we talked about the seer. There is seeing. There's seeing, and then afterwards, I break it into seer, subject-object. First, there's seeing. So first, knowing, I know. Oh, look. Then I break it, there's the knower. But the knower is, it's the same kind of thing, because a conglomerate of things, it isn't really something. Right? You can say phenomena, but phenomena isn't a something. Okay, something that appears like this. So something, you know, very much to bring to our mind to think of like this. Now what happens also when I know something, the knowing, the moment there's a knower, then there's the individual there. What is the individual? Well, take away all my past, like we tried to do a little in the meditation, past, future. Where's the individual? Where'd the individual go? It's like, I want to find the horizon, I can't find it, right? Where'd it go? I keep going, it goes away, all right? There, if you keep going, there'll still be a horizon. So instead, go up, like our astronauts go up, up. Where'd the dome of the sky go? Right? I couldn't find it. Ask the ones, four of them just came back all excited. They're like one person, how they're all connected, those four, very interesting. So go up, you can't find it. Right? So very interesting. You look for this individual, can you find it? If you really look closely, but we don't search for it, we can't find it. So what is it? It's some accumulation of ideas put together. That's the individual that I take myself to be. So there's a very interesting analogy to give in. Do you want some fan? Is it a little hot, or it's okay? No. Yeah? Okay. If somebody's hot, the fan there can just turn on a little. So what happens is like this. When you have they take yarn and they make a whole bundle out of it. You can go and buy it in the shop, whatever, right? Like this. Now, some of them, when they make it, there's actually like some cardboard piece in the middle that they wrap it around there. But some of them, there's nothing there, right? It's just wrapped, and there's an empty space in the middle that it's wrapped around. So if you take one of those, and you start unwrapping, you know, unwrapping the yarn, unwrap, then slowly what happens, there's some slots there where you can see the through and see the space through it, right? So now, the inner space of the yarn, of the ball of yarn, and the outer space are starting to merge.
Wow.
Look, amazing. Like river meeting the ocean. Slowly, when you totally unravel it, where did that space go inside? Where did it disappear to? Magic, you made it disappear. Merge into the space, right? Did it merge into the space? It seemed to be. This thing seemed to separate the internal and external. What's separating my internal world, external world? What separates it? Right? Oh, something. Okay, something, so what? You have to say something. I say there's a separation. Okay, sure, fine, what separates it? It's like that. Like with the yarn, say what separates? Yeah, the yarn does, but it doesn't really, because it's in the space. So find what separates. We can't find, we have some idea. I have my internal world, there's some external world, these are separate things. Okay, they're separate, find what's separating. No matter how much you look, you won't find. Yeah, there's something, because that's inside of my mind, my ideas. There's an object out there, so there's something there. There must be something there that is standing, because that's physical and that's mind. Okay, very good, there is some. So show me what the border is. That non-militarized zone or something, North Korea, South Korea?
DMZ. Demilitarized.
So there's a DMZ somewhere there. That is not, you know, not the inner world, not the external world. There's something there. Okay, show, find it. What is it? you can never find that. Because in your experience it's just presence, one continuum, but somehow I break it up. As though, you know, like that's an artificial separation. Two countries like that, it's an artificial separation. Like you say, Australia and New Zealand, yeah, there's a lot of water between, so it's not an artificial separation, so no problem. North Korea, South Korea, U.S., Canada, U.S., Mexico. What's separating, right? Some idea is separating. So here, so what is separating? We say what's separating is avidya. I reckon it's our idea, some sort of idea. Avidya meaning I didn't look into it. I didn't look into it and I just took it for granted. I took the dome of the sky as something like that. I took it for granted and accepted it. So this way, this is what happens, okay? So an interesting thing is, so when you're contemplating a little bit, that seems like, okay, there's like something merging, blur between them, like just like the, you open, took some of the yarn out so you can see a little bit through the slats. Oh yes, I see, you can see through it. So I kind of see through myself a little bit like this. So, but the thing is, we have to keep looking into it because that's not going to, you know, that's what we're trying to do here, right? So what happens? So what happens here, so we say, okay, so how do I find this? Okay, I find it seems that I'm this limited one. That's when I say you, I mean this individual person here. This one is actually, they give different titles or names to explain the Mahavakya. This one is Upadesha Mahavakya, because the teacher says to the student, Tattvamasi. You are that, right, to point it out. So then the student knows, they'll say, I'm Brahmasmi, I'm that. First the student has to say, I'm Brahmasmi. Brahma means confused. I'm confused. Then if I don't know I'm confused, I won't even look into it. First I say, yes, I'm confused, I don't know who I am. Then I can look into it and say, I'm Brahmasmi. But in any case, so what happens is Tattvamasi is pointed out like this, okay? So where do I find, how do I start? So that's where Sakshi comes into the picture. Because as Sakshi, it's something provisional, because what happens is I know myself in relation to something. That's how I know. I'm a knower. I know that I'm a knower. So I have to start from there, right? Like, for instance, some time ago when we had sensor class, Okelo sensor class. Let's start, and I'll start reading this. But then, if the person never read Devanagari, then how can I start from here? To say, okay, you have to learn how to, this is the alphabets, you have to say it like this. And then when you write it, if you want to read, you have to see how the letters go together, blah, blah, blah. Unfortunately, people that didn't know Devanagari before usually stop before they can even read, because it's so much work as an adult to learn these things, especially if you didn't grow up with it. But the example was that you have to start where the person is at, that they don't know these symbols yet. So you start with that. So I have to start where I'm at. I know that subject-object relation. Okay, very good. So start with that. And then, so I'm the knowing element, Sakshi. I'm aware, right? Since I'm aware, then I'm aware, as we said, of external world, I'm aware of body, etc. Now what happens is, of course, as just the consciousness, we're saying there isn't any separation. But I can't just start with that. I'm just the consciousness. Okay, very good. Now what? Yeah, you're just the consciousness. Okay, now what? No, you're just the consciousness. Oh, forget it. I'm tired. I'm going to go have something to eat and go watch something. Because go take a rest because it's too much. So you need a reference at first. So the reference is, yes, I know something. What do you mean I know? The eyes bring forms to light. Okay, that's true. They bring forms to light. So within the seeing, forms come to light. Within the awareness, the body comes to light. The thoughts come to light. Okay, within the awareness, so you're the awareness behind it. So you're the awareness compared to the other things. Very good. So you start with that. So first I have to start with this. This is the Dhrikdrishya Viveka, right? I start with I'm the awareness of which illumines the things. Thought came and went, I'm the awareness. I see something, it came and went. Then I'll say, oh, I'm not seeing as clearly nowadays, I need glasses. Yeah, yeah, you're aware of the seeing. You're the same one, but the seeing was like that. Now it's like this. Then you go and do some Bates method exercises for a few months, or you have some, you know, laser surgery. Oh, now I see very sharp. No, now I'm aware of the clear seeing, right? Like this, right? So you see that I'm the awareness behind it. So that's the stepping stone, like this, okay? So this is where you start, because otherwise, how am I going to start to get to that? So that's why Sakshi, the Sakshi Lakshana, what is it pointing to? This one, to the knowingness. I'm the knowing element. The knowing element within the light of the knowingness, these things come and go. So then it's relative to the other things. Then it's something that I can, okay, I can relate to it. Yes, like this. I can relate, I'm the knowing element and the things come and go like this. So very good, that's where you start. That's where I have to start, otherwise where will I start from, okay? And what happens is, out of habit, then I get caught up in a lot of the things, I identify with them. The moment I identify with them, then it pulls me, right? In Sanskrit, when you, like you say, gam to go, gachati, right? And you say, to cook pak pachati, and you say lead ni nayati. So one Swami says, okay, so why do they call something a movie? Muvayati, it moves you. The movie is muvayati. So you go to a movie and it pulls you. You get all excited. Oh, what's going to happen? You get scared, right? You cover. I don't want to see this part because of what it's going to do. So it pulls you along, right? You can watch a little, but just watching this, and then you get a little, or you get a bit, you get caught up. So you get caught up in something, you get afraid what's going to happen to this person. So it pulls you along. The moment you identify, it pulls you along. Somebody else is watching, and you're not interested, you're sitting there. You'll see a little, it'll come and go. You won't pay too much attention. Your attention will go elsewhere. Nowadays, not hard to take our attention elsewhere. You pull your little device, put whatever you want there instead. Well, you're interested, let that move you instead. This the cell phone, then the Mahatmas used to call it Karna Pishachi, the demon of the ear. But now it's became Mano Pishachi, the one of the mind. But in any case, the main thing is it pulls you along. So the mind starts, you start identifying with it, pulls you along out of habit. Then I become this individual's caught up. So that's why it's saying, keep remembering you're a sakshi, you're observing. Every day take some time at least. You know, they say, I observe the holiday, I observe this. So be observer a little bit every day. Observe, take some time slowly, slowly to be able to see. And when the different things come up within, different thoughts, emotions, learn to just observe them. Let them do what they do, doesn't matter. What difference does it do? I've tried to solve the problem so many other ways. It solved some things, but not to the root. Let me try this. Let me just try to be observer. And then slowly, slowly, as I can not be as caught up, and then yes, then what happens? I'm sakshi. Then what'll happen? Nothing has to happen. I'm caught up and I'm in the happening, right? Maybe I shouldn't be caught up in the happening. What'll happen if I'm not caught up in the happening or just observing? Let things happen as they are, as they do, right? As Swami Tatvirananji, he points out, he likes to say, let the natural things happen naturally. Things will flow, it'll flow on. Things will keep flowing on one way or the other, it'll flow on. What's the big deal in this way? So so this, actually the renunciates, what they do say about it is that they let the prarabdha play out. Yeah, prarabdha will play out anyway. No, but what'll happen if it happened like this or like that? It'll happen, prarabdha, let it play out. It'll play out anyway. but I need to make it happen like this. Okay, if it'll happen like this or like that, is that really what's going to matter? Yeah, okay, as an individual, you do your duty, yes, but then that's it. More than that, what do you need? So in any case, so this is where as sakshi, it helps as the intermediary step. And that's what frees. And then if I keep looking into it, what happens is the Atma itself, what did we say about Atma? It's the unchanging, right? Avikara, that's what it's saying here. Remember, Atma is what is unchanging, unchanging element within you. Because I know I'm always the same one. It says, keeping sakshi, what is sakshitvam? What is the essence of it, of this? It is the bodhratvam, it's the consciousness, the unchanging principle. But the thing is, we confuse between the reflecting medium and what is being reflected. Because the reflected medium has certain attributes, and then the reflected seems to take on those attributes, seems to take on the change. Right? The moment it reflects, there's some movement, now it seems to move. Reflects and the reflecting medium has some sort of color, seems to take on that color. Whatever has a certain shape seems to take on that shape. So this confusion causes that problem, right? So then I take it as limited, I take it as changing. This is what happens when, due to aviveka, right? So it's really what it's pointing out, this is what it is, it's unchanging. Sakshi, unchanging. And more I see unchanging, it's going to swallow the rest. Because unchanging then, where's your time, where's your space going when unchanging? When you're really present, you're just content now, it swallows up everything else. All thing gets swallowed by it completely in this way. Okay. So and again, swallow doesn't mean that seeing has to go, hearing has to go, thinking has to go. Yeah, maybe some of the time they kind of go. But let them be there too. Because I can do yoga pratyahara and withdraw completely and not hear anything, not see anything, this. Very good. But what happens when the seeing comes back or hearing comes back? Right? How am I going to deal with them? So let them be there, but it's swallowed that it doesn't. It can't do anything because I'm sakshi. Can't touch me, meaning it loses its, you know, its color, it loses its substantiality, if you want to say like this, okay? This is what happens. So this is what really helps to you know, with the problems in this way. Mm-hmm. Now what happens is somebody will say, okay, I'm hearing all this stuff, very good. But I have some doubt about it. I doubt, is it really? Is the really? How can I really be Sakshindis? How do you know you have a doubt? No, because I have a doubt. What do you mean by you have a doubt? Right. How do you know? Well, there's some thought in there or some conflicting ideas that maybe like this or not. But how do you know? Because you're aware there's a thought. You're aware there's a doubt. Are you the doubt or are you the awareness that is in your life? The doubt is there. Which one are you? Right. You're not that doubt because that doubt came and went. You were there before the doubt. When the doubt was there, when it's gone. So the doubt is some vritti, some temporary thing in the mind. Maybe it comes and goes. But you were there before, during, and after, so are you the doubt? You're not that doubt, right? If you doubt that, then what are you? Where are you without it? Right? So then, the doubt itself, where is it? The doubt itself is also illumined by this. Right? Any experience, anything illumined by this, it's illumined by you. Without you, where is everything? You know? So, this is where even that is not, how can it, the doubts themselves, that's why this is one interesting thing. The intellectually, we can find infinite arguments that will poke away at this. There's no doubt we can do that because logic can be used to argue anything in so many ways. And you can use it. You can use it to poke holes in. There are a lot of philosophers that went into poke holes in Adi Guru Shankara's arguments to bring Dvaita to solidify it. Interestingly enough, what happens is, again, these things we're going to, these philosophical things, are from hearing from Swami Tathirananji, not by my knowing the text in this as well, so that will have to be secondhand because I haven't studied like that. But what happens, he said, when we read the Bhashya of one of the commentary, the Guru Shankara, he goes and he brings a Dvaita idea really, really strong, and then afterwards, after explaining very clearly, then goes in order to help negate it. So these are written before a lot of the Dvaita philosophy came, before they came up. His arguments were argued so well, Dvaita philosophers take those arguments that he used, so he could argue that so well. But in any case, the main thing is that I can use my logic, but I use the logic to support this in order to look into, because it can help me to free from this, to free, but I can help to drop off this, the doubts. I can try to strengthen the doubts. I can poke so many doubts in, but the thing is, then where will I get to? Okay, I'll still be this, limited person. But if I look at this, it can help me to break that, right? Because in the end, logic is also not you. Because where's your logic in deep sleep? When you're present, things are very logical, but then, you climb up the mountain, you see the wonderful view, you're amazed. Somebody will give logic. You can see this because the eyes can see this much distance, and because the reflection, the angle, the sun reflection, they say, yeah, be quiet, I'm enjoying the view, tell me later. The most logical person will say this. So logic can be put aside too. So meaning, it's not you, it's an instrument. It's an instrument that can be used. Can be used for this or that. So in this way, the doubt itself, I'm aware of it. Doubter is also a doubter is born. Meaning a doubter, it's reflection. And the reflection, there's some movement there, and some ideas are there, and then maybe I identify with it. Okay. Now what happens also is this. I'm the aware, and Sakshi brings everything to light. But what brings Sakshi to light? Right. So I'll put it another way. We're sitting here, it's still daylight here. Soon we're going to pass on the daylight to Soren because we're passing the sun on to you. In England, you don't see the sun too much, I heard, but that's okay. You get to see the foggy weather because of the sun. But in any case, I'm seeing everything here. Why? Right? In this way. I'm seeing everything in the light of the sun. Very good. And what makes the sun come to light? No, the sight itself, the light, the sun is light, it illumines everything. You don't need something to have the sun come to light, right? So what has what brings Sakshi to light? Nothing. So does Sakshi know, be aware of itself? The Sakshi just is. It doesn't have to illumine itself. Do you need the sun to illumine itself? It's just luminous. So it's not that the aware Sakshi be aware of itself. I'll be aware of awareness. It's, you know, it doesn't work that way. Then it becomes the object. So just, it is aware. It is awareness. That's why actually here, interesting, sakshitvam bodhurutvam. This is witnessing-ness is the knowing-ness, same thing. Put in the ness there, because it isn't an object. You can't make it something, because we always want to make it something. It's not a thing. A thing, then it'll have some attribute, some limitation, all these other stuff. We're here, we're not talking about that. No, but how can that be? Well, because of my conditioning, I take myself as another thing, like this. But that thing is an idea. The limitation is but an idea. It's like that yarn seemingly closed this. Okay? And in the end, you know, the Upanishad, everything brings these nice pointers. But only I can look into that. We say, Sakshi, you're the awareness. Only you can look into. Nobody else can do it. And it can't be a mandate. You must, at least for 1 hour every morning and evening, just be the awareness, not be caught up in anything else. Otherwise, it doesn't work like this, right? It's not a mandate, but it's something I have to look into. I have to see for myself. Nobody can do that for me like this. It doesn't work. My guru, I remember one time when sitting there, so he was very funny, he would say, Swami Shivananji would say, serve, love, give, purify, meditate, realize. I said, okay, very good. So serve me, love me, give your money to me, I'll meditate for you. He said, nobody can meditate for you. Nobody can realize for you. Right? It doesn't work like that. He says, you know, it's not, you can't tell the guru, you know, do it for me, you can't. You know? So this way, you have to look into. Just some pointers can be given like this, okay? Otherwise it doesn't work. So here's Sakshi Lakshanaha, the what is a Lakshana? We said this whole text built on the premise of the direct meaning and the indirect, or direct and implied meaning. Vachyartha, the direct meaning, and Lakshyartha, the implied meaning. And the direct, what happens, we always take the implied meaning if the direct meaning doesn't make sense, right? You know, you go to the zoo and you say, look at the lion. There's a direct meaning, right? You're not going to ask, oh, what do you mean by the lion? Is there, you know, there's a lion there. You don't have to, you don't need something else, right? But if there's an indirect meaning, right? This is the lion amongst men, lioness amongst women, if you want. Then you know the indirect. You directly go to the indirect meaning. We use it all the time in day-to-day life. So many examples. Every day we're using it. So here it's saying the direct meaning, say you're that. That meaning that which is the timeless, spaceless. Then you say me. The person said you, meaning me. I am that. Well, yeah, I have a bit of a headache, you know, and I had a long day, but I'm looking forward to a nice weekend, and things are going pretty well. That doesn't seem to be timeless in this. I'm pressed for time right now. What do you mean? I only have 10 more minutes, and then I have to go to my next thing. So that can't be it. So it has to be the implied meaning. It has to be the lakshana. So then we have to look at what it is. So here, that Tattvamasi is saying this. We have to look into and see what is being implied by it. And if it was, the thing is, if it's something very clear, then it's easy to look at. But here, because of all my conditioning, it's not clear. And because it's not something, you know, similar to something else, something. We always want to make things out of it. That's why the God has made it to a thing, right? they would ask the rishi, so what is the God? Oh, it's Vishnu, meaning all pervasive. Oh, really? So what is Vishnu? Well, it's like he has the time in his hands, right? Just like, as though the whole time you just control the time. Oh, so it's a man like this that has the something spinning in the hand, time spinning in his hand. Then everybody says, now there's a Mr. Vishnu. Because want to make something out of it. Oh, what else? It's Shiva, auspiciousness. Oh, auspiciousness, really? Like auspicious, like as though if you're in the graveyard, it's also auspicious everywhere, even there. And in the freezing cold, also there. Cremation ground, also auspicious there, everywhere. Oh, so it's this, like someone that goes and stays in the burial ground and stays in the ice cold. Oh, it's somebody like this. This is what happens, they make something out of it. So, because I take myself as something, the God I have to take as something, this is what happens. And then that becomes the common accepted thing, like this. So that's why they say there's Shiva, but no Mr. Shiva. Mr. Shiva is an idea in my mind too. I think I'll meet that Mr. Shiva, then wonderful, then what? Actually, we don't want to just keep that Mr. Shiva around, we want Mr. Shiva to be there for some time. We do the puja, but then I want to get on with my life. So that's why the worship is done, we do the worship, then at the end, gacha gacha, okay, you can go. Not even, we don't even say gachantu. You know, okay, please, you can go. But the mantra says gacha gacha, okay, you can go. Now we're very close, now you can go. I'll invite you again next time I want, like this. Very interesting, like this. But in any case, so because then I take myself as this limited thing, that's a limited thing too. In this way, but then I have to look into, and soon we'll start looking into that one too. He's getting to the end here of the Dvampada Vichara, as we said, so start looking into the totality as well. But then this is something, the moment I take things as things, actually exactly this thought's coming up, and next verse is going to bring that up about thing. What do you mean by a thing? Which I thought we'd get into things today, but looks like things will come next time. Like this. So I take myself as the thing and other things as things in this way. But vichara, I look into it, because what is the base? Because my idea is I'm another thing, but then I don't look into, because the direct meaning, because there's some conflicting thing there. Because a thing means it's going to change. That's exactly what I'll talk in detail next time there. It goes through a change, it comes and goes, right? But I can't imagine not being there. Every moment I'm there, no matter what. I can't even imagine. That's why I can't imagine not having existed before, right? That's why when people, they are taken in hypnosis back, they take them back and back to their birth, and they can keep going further back. That's been done, you know. Go and look at it. Because you can't say, I started there. Even if I don't remember it, even if the memory isn't there previous life, doesn't matter. I can't even imagine not having been there. Because how can I imagine my absence? Imagine your absence. You imagine absence like blackness of deep sleep, but not your absence. So I can't imagine that, you know. So the thingness is just some sort of a temporary idea that's kind of there, but I accept it, and I don't really look into it. This is the interesting thing. Okay, so this is what's saying, what is being implied is this. So I have to keep looking at that, and since it's implied, what is the implication of this in this way? So I really have to look at it, because the implication is quite, you know, can be quite something, right? And the implication, my taking myself as limited, it also has, you know, quite something, you know. Really has quite something in the, in one of the Upanishads, it calls it, by not looking into the self, it says, atma, calls the person atmahani, one who is killer of the self. Hatmana means suicide. But here, spiritual suicide. By not looking to the self, spiritual suicide, meaning I as though kill the self. because as though I'm this thing that I am, I'm taking and I'm distorting and making myself, you know, a slave to these limited things like this. Like the nice example they give about that one is the shoes, the example you've probably given, where the shoes that are too small, you have to rush out, you have to go somewhere quickly because they're waiting for you and some special event, so you quickly take the shoes and go, and you didn't notice you took your brother or sister's shoes and put them on when you ran out, you get there, and then of course the shoes are one size too small, and you have to be there for 2 hours, 3 hours in the event, and it's some event that you're dealing with people, whatever, so you can't just put your shoes aside, and then, you know, you're so uncomfortable. And finally, after a few hours, you can take them off, oh, you feel so good, and such relief. And so, by, you know, half an inch too small, the shoe that's squeezing my feet, how uncomfortable is it? Imagine how uncomfortable, that's why we have so many problems, because being this, what I am, what I really am, but I take myself as a limited one, how much trouble comes from that? How much problems like this? Interesting, huh? All the issues from this. Okay, but what'll happen if I don't identify? Yeah, okay, the world will go on. It'll go on. What's the... So many things are going in the world and we're not batting an eyebrow anyway. Like this, right? How many people suffering? How much stuff? How much? Right? We eat nicely, sleep nicely, enjoy things nicely. So, yeah, so... But then a few little things for me is a big thing. Okay, let those also, just like the other things I can put aside, put this aside too. This story that I have, the life that I have, this individual story, yeah, it's a story. But then soon the story, it'll have a few more chapters, and then that story is finished, its book is closed. You know, another story is there to put in the library. What's the big deal? No, but it's a very big thing. So... In this, so the identification, so the what this being sakshi, letting it, just learning to step back, then it opens the door to this more, because then it helps to separate from, and then with this viveka, the substantiality of the anatma would go away, because it seems very substantial, because I haven't looked into it, and this saying, this is the way how you can, you know, shift away from it if you want, as sakshi, like this. So this is what this one is saying. Let's just read the next one and then introduce it next week. We'll go into more detail.
Dehendriyam mana pra Dehendriyam manaha
Dehendriyam
Pranaham kritipyo Vilakshanaha Projita shesha shadbhava Vikarastvam pada Vikarastvam pada bidhaha
Just the long samasa first, most of the first half is one word, that's why a little tricky where you break it. What is meant by the term you is quite distinct from the body, the sense organs, the mind, the life-giving physiological functions, the I notion, and is absolutely free from the sixfold changes to which all non-conscious things are subject to. So, and what happens is anything that is a anatma, meaning it's jadam, it's a physical thing, a material thing, it goes through certain changes. It comes into being, it stays for some time, it'll deteriorate, it'll go away, these things are there. Everything is like this. Whatever, any anatma like this, whether it's an object externally, whether it's the body, the mind, like this. So those things come and go. So this one, but you know, now you do some viveka as sakshi, and as the objects, you're always there regardless. Right? as like the knower, as we said, the knower. Knower meaning, knower needs an object to know. No object to know, where is knower? Deep sleep, where is knower? Knower meaning there's object of knowledge in this way. Now there's, I know one thing. Now I know one thing. Now I know one thing. So that knower is also the operating before, there was the hardware, now there's the virtual machine. It's just software. Knower is like that, because I'm the knowingness, and then there's some idea that holds all the things together as I'm the one who knows this. And then that goes, a new knowledge comes. That was a previous knower. Now I know something is the same knower, no, because it's the new wave of thought. So each moment the knower is a different knower. The knowingness is constant. So this is the interesting thing. Every moment, the knower, the seer, is this, not the same one, because that one is gone. So which one of them are you? We talk about previous life, but the one who is now, or the one who was an hour ago, or 2 hours ago, the one who saw this, or the one who heard this, we connect them, but really it's thought. It's one thought wave, one thought wave, one thought wave. Very interesting thing. Because also that is part of mind, and mind, something comes and goes. Like this. Now I have forgetfulness, I have some amnesia or something, or we get old and we have something that something comes around that now I don't remember my past in this. Still I'm fine. I'm still, as knowingness, I'm still there. Just the function of the mind has changed. But in any case, so everything here comes and goes, changes, so it says put that aside, and then no problem in this way. That's how interesting. This is where it concludes the Padartha Vichara, the Tvam Padartha Vichara in this verse here. So this is what it's saying. All the things like this, they are just changing. But what is unchanging there? So we'll discuss a little more next time, and then we will conclude this Tvam Padartha Vichara, and there will be experts, we know that. Meaning, give a few pointers for us to look into, to keep looking into like this. So let's stop here for now.
Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
So next week we have class as usual. After that, I'm going to be away for a few weeks in Pennsylvania at the ashram there. So then we're going to all be virtual people. And we'll have the class 6 p.m. then for those few weeks, because for me there 7 p.m. would be 10 at night, and that's going to be a little hard for me to do this. So, but next week as usual, okay? That'll be from the week after for a few weeks. Yeah, so next week as usual, no change next week. We don't have to be virtual next week.